Green Bay Packers. This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, December 3rd, 2010. After a one-week hiatus due to the holiday, this is another Patriots.com Roster Report. Joined by Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. We got a lot of moves to talk about this week. In fact, kind of a lot of moves today coming down the pipeline here from the PR department here at Gillette Stadium. But I'll rewind a little bit. I'll start. I like to go in chronological order here on the podcast, keep everybody up to date. And early in the week, not really a roster move, but I just wanted to note that Tom Brady was named the Offensive Player of the Week in the American Football Conference for his perfect 158.3 passer rating in dismantling the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. What a way to celebrate the holiday for number 12. Then, on December the 2nd, Patriots made a move that we sort of speculated about, talked about on PFW in Progress earlier in the week. Stephen Neal was placed on injured reserve, with a shoulder injury. The offensive lineman has obviously been injured quite a bit during his Patriots career. And Patriots had the luxury this season of a guy kind of just staying in the starting lineup in Dan Connolly. When Logan Mankins came back, he lost his left guard spot, but Neal went down with a shoulder injury, and Connolly slid over a couple slots and is now your starting right guard, Paul Perillo. So, any concerns about the depth on the interior offensive line, or do you feel good about Connolly and company holding down Ford?
I feel a little concerned about the depth behind those guys, and I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Who would be the guy?
What guy?
If something were to happen to Mankins, Copen, or Connolly, who would be the next in line?
Wendell?
I would think Wendell, too. He has played a little bit.
Yeah.
He played in the second half in San Diego,
right,
the game that Connolly got benched. I'm not sure that it was a ringing endorsement of how he played that day, but he stayed in that lineup for a long touchdown drive to open the second half, 17-play drive, I recall. So I guess he would be the next in line. But, yeah, a little concern. After those guys, I think Connolly is a solid replacement player, but I'm not sure. You know, once you start pecking away, what's left?
And the Patriots pecked away at the waiver wire to fill the spot vacated by one Stephen Neal and claimed old friend running back Thomas Clayton from Cleveland, where he had been. Obviously, he was here in training camp and earlier in the season. Veteran running back, adds some depth to the position. Not sure if it was a needed depth or if it was just the best player available. But the interesting factor with Clayton is that he put the Patriots over the limit in the locker room. They do not have enough lockers to fill out spots for all the guys that are around these days with the injured guys and the practice squad and all these various bodies. So for the first time ever, the blue temporary lockers that are common during training camp, when the team has 80-plus bodies in the locker room, a section of those was brought back in, kind of slid into a corner, a doorway, exit area, and Thomas Clayton received one of those. Very interesting. And never before seen here.
No.
You know, we've
talked
about injuries.
They've had more injuries than this in the past.
All the time,
yeah.
Over the years. We know the stats and all those teams.
Unprecedented move, Andy.
We see blue temporary lockers brought to the locker room. Interesting. Do you have anything to say about Thomas Clayton and the running back situation before we move on?
Other than that, he will wear the number 22, last worn by
Double
Terrence
Deuce.
Wheatley. In his first go-around with the Patriots, he was 41.
I think that'll be, like, slendering for him, make him look a little more shifty than maybe he is.
Wasn't that Meggett's number?
Yeah. I think of 22 as a bit more of an elusive player. When you're in the 40s, you think a little bigger, bruising type.
Okay.
And he's pretty well-built. He's a muscular guy, but this might help him look a little more shifty. Why was he brought back?
Just probably what you said about the best player available at the time. I didn't really get the whole Pierre Woods thing, to start with.
Don't step on my moves.
You already talked about the...
No, didn't. Oh, he didn't. He filled the Neal spot yesterday.
All right.
Why are you going to jump ahead in the script?
Sorry, then I'll leave it
all
as...
All right, well, we'll just go with it.
I'm going to leave it quite simply as, I agree with you, Andy, best player available.
Then we fast forward today, December 3rd, a move was made. Pierre Woods was cut, and the team signed defensive lineman / outside linebacker Eric Moore, who of late had been in the UFL, So the belief is there was a transfer fee paid of $25,000, although when asked directly about that...
By you.
By me, Moore said he didn't know anything about it, and it was up to his agent and the teams and what have you. But he is in the locker room. He's in a temporary stall next to Thomas Clayton. For your knowledge, Paul, Pierre Woods actually still has a wood locker with his nameplate on it.
Well, that...
So they didn't fill the vacancy in the locker.
And I think there might be... A few other openings in some of those lockers, maybe not filled by anybody, but just kind of open, because they do not have more guys on IR now than they've had in the past.
Okay, Paul, I haven't done the research and the numbers to verify that, but I trust you. Eric Moore.
Are you saying Pierre Woods will be back?
I have no idea. He could be. 6'4", 268 pounds. So while he's been a defensive end in a lot of places in 4-3 schemes, we are kind of surmising. He spoke in the locker room saying not sure what his role was going to be. He's just here trying to, you know, make a role for himself. But we're surmising that he could be an outside linebacker type at that build. Obviously, that's pretty small for the Richard Seymour role of a 310-pound
defensive ends here in
D-line.
New England are usually...
New York
over
Giants
300 pounds.
In 2000. He's a veteran of four NFL seasons. Giants in 05, Saints in 06, Rams in 06 to 08 at various points.
Despite all of that NFL experience, he still had practice squad eligibility last year and was on the practice squad for Carolina.
And was in the UFL for the Tuskers, I believe their name is.
Florida. Tuskers.
That's not in the press release here, but he did spend of late time with the Tuskers. You pointed out, though, the UFL put out a release sort of promoting their players who had signed with active rosters, and for some reason he wasn't included in the list.
And there were a lot of other guys that were included, but I don't know if maybe if this one took place after that release was sort of furnished, maybe.
Or maybe the check hadn't cashed yet on those, him
who knows?
And the other two guys did.
Who knows?
Interesting, the Patriots also worked out defensive end outside linebacker Alex Hall this week, a guy who they had shown some interest in previous of the year with a waiver claim.
A
PFW with the Giants.
Fan
yes.
Favorite.
Fans love him on AskPFW. And Chevis Jackson, defensive back out of LSU, was also in for a workout, but they decided to sign Moore. Now,
more or less.
Okay. Will Moore's signing mean less playtime for Arrington at outside linebacker? Does there any relation there?
You know, I got to think that they're concerned about the depth at those pass rushing spots, and maybe they're looking at this guy as an athlete who they might be able to line up and say, go after it, see if they can give us something off the edge. You give him a week or two to see what he's got, and if it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, you let him go and you go with somebody else. Maybe, as you pointed out, Woods' locker was still intact. Maybe he comes back. I don't know. But I think you're at this point, you're just looking for, you're grasping at straws, trying to find any and all healthy bodies. You had mentioned way back in training camp, Andy, you'd be interested in signing your mother as an outside linebacker. Well, things haven't gotten much better in terms of depth at
no
that position.
No transfer fee for her.
And there's no transfer. No transfer fee. So, yeah, I think that you take a shot, see what he's got. 268 pounds, I agree that build is more of an outside linebacker in this scheme. Maybe it works out, and if not, nothing ventured, nothing lost.
And I also think it's interesting, this is kind of not really relevant for the Patriots, but the whole transfer thing, the fact that the player can pay it, and at $25,000 for a veteran like him, I think it's a solid investment if he, in fact, did pay it, because you look at it, that's a game check, basically covers that, maybe you have to stick for a little bit more than that, and you get yourself back in the NFL, you get yourself on tape, you get... You know, I mean, you hear players all the time talk about you're not just playing for your team, you're playing for tape and you're playing for the other 31 teams. Maybe Rex Ryan sees Eric Moore and says, wow, this guy can play. And Rex Ryan next summer signs him for the Jets or, you know, who knows what. So I think it's an interesting development here with maybe the first step towards the UFL being a minor league and a feeder system for the NFL late in the year when teams get in the position the Patriots are in, where they're filling the bottom of the roster week to week to week with bodies. It's interesting, this development and those guys that are in shape and been playing football for 8 weeks. I think they play 8 games or 10 games in that league, whatever it may be.
I'm not
a couple
really
playoff games, dozen.
Sounds
maybe
right.
Total.
I'm not familiar with.
So I think that's an interesting development to keep an eye on in these roster-related moves, not just this year, but as the years evolve and see how that relationship between the NFL and the UFL develops. Beyond that, Paul, not a lot to talk about other than some massive football game Monday night here at Gillette Stadium.
Huge.
2-9-2 football teams battling.
It's almost like a Super Bowl. Like, you had the extra time, the 11 days. It's almost like 2 weeks of hype, like a Super Bowl. You know, when you just
and believe
get ready
the hype. Good football teams.
I just hope it lives up to it.
Latest meeting in the last 20 years of two football teams with this good a record on Monday Night Football, I believe is how they're hyping it for Monday Night Football. So a rarity, a 9-2 or better teams meeting on Monday Night Football.
Belichick's involved with all of them.
Division's on the line. AFC number one seed could be on the line. For me, your Super Bowl hopes could be on the line because there's a major difference between a one seed or two seed where you sit at home and take a week off or a five seed where you go on the road and have to play three games potentially on the road to try to get to a Super Bowl.
Right.
Super Bowl could be won or lost Monday night here at Gillette Stadium. Speaking of Super Bowls, if you're in the area, come on down to Gillette on Saturday. MIAA will be in town for the Massachusetts High School Super Bowls. Eight of them? Seven of them? Whatever the number
six
is.
Six of them.
Six of them.
Everett's playing.
Big day. Starts at 9
Everybody
a.m.
automatically assumes that.
Rolls through 8 p.m. Yes, cheaters generally win, but winners never cheat. Take that home with you.
That is a good moral lesson to end
that
this
is.
Podcast.
And we are going to end it with that, even though I don't hear any music. I was trying to lead into music, and we don't have any music. The big news of the week, Eric Moore has joined the team. Hi, Katie. Pierre Woods is no longer on the team. Stephen Neal's on injured reserve, and old friend Thomas Clayton, he of his Mohawk tattoos and belief in UFOs, back in the New England locker room that now has temporary lockers. All that and more next week on another Patriots.com roster report. But until then, hope you enjoy Katy Perry as much as I do. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.